From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It's a new era in Japanese leadership. After being in power for most of the last 55 years, the ruling Conservative Party has suffered a devastating loss to the opposition. Japanese voters have been angry with their government, especially over its handling of the economic downturn. More from the BBC's Roland Burke.
The result of the election is a stunning reversal of fortunes for Japan's politicians. Exit polls out moments after voting stations closed showed a landslide victory for the opposition Democratic Party of Japan. The Liberal Democratic Party, which has governed for more than half a century, except for a single break of less than a year, has been reduced to a rump in parliament. Almost certain now to be prime minister is Yukio Hatoyama, who promised more social security and to clip the wings of what he says is an overmighty bureaucracy.
The BBC's Roland Burke in Tokyo. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been indicted on corruption charges. He has denied wrongdoing. The station fire north of Los Angeles has grown significantly since yesterday. It has burned more than 32,000 acres, forced thousands of people to evacuate, and sent at least three people to the hospital with burn injuries. Shelter coordinator Lisa Bialik-Jaley says the shelters are well-stocked.
We have cots set up. We will have nursing stations in the shelters if needed, and we will have mental health if needed. We do have blankets. We have food. We have water. They will be having showers there. The shelters are fully equipped, and we will be there and stay there as long as we are needed.
The station fire is the largest of several burning in California. The California citrus industry is threatened by the Asian citrus psyllid. Officials believe the insect migrated from Mexico. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more from Modesto, California.
The discovery of the psyllid has resulted in multiple quarantines of plants and fruits in California. The latest was ordered last week. Trained dogs recently detected the insect in packages mailed to Fresno and Sacramento. Transmitting a bacteria commonly referred to as citrus greening disease, the pest could cripple California's $1.5 billion a year citrus industry. Jay Van Ryn is with the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
Once the psyllid picks up the bacteria that causes that disease and deposits it in a citrus tree when it feeds, that tree's probably got 2 years or less before it's going to have to be pulled.
California officials have appealed to the federal government to increase inspections at the U.S.-Mexican border. Florida has suffered major losses as a result of a psyllid infestation. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Hurricane Ximena is getting stronger and closer to resorts on the Baja California Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center says the storm off Mexico's Pacific coast has intensified into a Category 4 with top winds near 135 miles per hour. This is NPR. Investigators in Afghanistan are now looking into 700 high-priority allegations of fraud in this month's presidential vote. Their findings could affect the outcome of the election. Local officials say they are worried that if the investigation drags on, it may create a power vacuum in the country and lead to political unrest. Partial results show President Hamid Karzai in the lead with just over 46% of the votes. His closest rival, Abdullah Abdullah, has more than 31%. East Timor is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its vote for independence, which ultimately ended Indonesia's bloody 24-year occupation. Kathy Harper has more from Darwin.
The tiny and impoverished nation of East Timor was invaded by Indonesia in 1975. On August the 30th, 1999, the United Nations helped organize a referendum on whether East Timor would remain part of Indonesia or become independent. About 80% of East Timorese voters supported independence. The result sparked a rampage of killing and destruction by pro-Indonesian militia. Many East Timorese were killed and around 500,000 were displaced. The violence prompted the formation of an Australian-led UN peacekeeping force, which included American personnel. Formal ceremonies have been held in Dili to mark 10 years since the independence vote. Celebrations include the inaugural Tour de Timor, a mountain bike race, and a performance by an Indonesian pop star. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Harper in Darwin.
The Dalai Lama has arrived in Taiwan to visit the victims of the recent typhoon, but the trip is drawing criticism from China, which vilifies the Dalai Lama for what it says are his attempts to gain independence in Tibet. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.